Author and commentator John Stepling joins us now from Norway to offer us more on that story. Mr. Stepling, welcome to the program. Will these Democratic lawmakers be able to pin anything on Donald Trump, or is he going to get away with it?
Well, look, I think in reality, it would be very hard to find a national office-holding politician in the U.S. who has not received money from foreign governments, from foreign sources, foreign businesses. I mean, the whole thing is a bit absurd. But this is being driven, the real story behind this, I mean, the Democrats are not, you know, are not questioning, you know, Wall Street corruption of elections. They are not questioning illegal deportations. They're not questioning why the U.S. is engaged in an illegal near genocide in Yemen with the Saudis. No, they're talking about Trump and Russia. This is an anti-Russia propaganda piece. And there's no evidence Russia did anything in the U.S. elections. This is coming from the Clinton wing of the DNC, the Democratic Party, and forces within the Pentagon and CIA are pressuring Trump to get on board with the foreign policy that, you know, existed under both terms of Obama, which was, you know, destabilize Libya, get rid of Gaddafi, before that, get rid of Saddam Hussein, and then get rid of Assad. The part of the reason they're angry at Russia is that they came to the aid of Assad and spoiled the U.S. proxy war in Syria, which was also, of course, driven by Israeli interests. So that's the real story. I mean, the rest of it is a bit of almost comic theater. I mean, is Trump corrupt? Of course he's corrupt. You know, he's the poster boy for corrupt. But I'm not sure the relevance of Trump's corruption in the wider scheme of things. I mean, he's a terrible president, and he has made terrible, very far right wing appointments. And all of that's very bad. But if the solution is to, you know, to impeach him, then you end up with Mike Pence. And I think that may even be worse. So this is about forcing Trump to fall in line with U.S. foreign policy as sure. It was intended following the 2014 coup in Ukraine that was orchestrated by Hillary Clinton and put a fascist government in power there. So this is all, you know, targeting Russia and pressuring Trump.
Author and commentator John Stepling joining us from Norway. Thank you, sir.